Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. We have, of course, Harley Schlanger all the way from Berlin, Germany. And Harley, you always cover some important topics, not just European but worldwide topics, because the things that you've talked about and the LaRouche Foundation talks about are solutions to problems that if we don't solve, the consequences are grisly for not only America but the entire world. Europe and the international trade situation is a counter to war, and also stabilization of the Earth, so the Earth can protect itself from coronal mass ejections, environmental catastrophes such as massive surge in methane hydrates is causing temperatures to surge all over the planet and fires, and the stabilization of trade, like the Belt and Road we've talked about repeatedly, fits in with the philosophy of Lyndon LaRouche and Helga Zeppler-Rouche, who's actually, I guess, a major sponsor of this program, which is not just Chinese, it should be international. And I think it's important. It counters also to the philosophy put forward by Barack Obama that told African nations, you can't industrialize or the Earth will turn into Venus. I think that foolishness needs to go away. So, Carly, tell us what's the latest news from Europe and around the world.
Well, there are two things I think we should discuss first. One is the danger that exists in the present situation in Syria, because it appears as though there are some people driving an agenda with Trump, such as Nikki Haley and John Bolton, who are itching for a war with Iran. And they see that an attack on Syria is a quick step to get to what they really want, which is to annihilate Iran.
Do they really think Iran's going to be an easy pushover?
Well, I don't think the question is whether the war can be won or not. The question is, how insane is it that you approach a situation which is potentially deadly for so many millions of people with a kind of childish glee?
The kind of comments that come out of Trump make me very angry with Trump. I'm a Trump supporter, but he ticks me off. The fact he's listening to these advisors, and he's actually already pre-threatening Syria to use chemical weapons when there's no previous evidence that he used chemical weapons in the past, especially with his white hat fiasco recently, just last year. And the fact he did a missile attack with no evidence whatsoever than knocking out empty buildings, and he didn't follow it up. I mean, the fact is the Russians and the international community, the United Nations, proved that there were no use of chemical weapons, yet Trump still acts. He's now on his high horse again with his advisors, threatening war. And it's not just Syria. Syria's a minor thing. It's Iran. And believe me, trying to attack Iran is a fail-safe for World War III. This is not a pleasant thing.
Bill, the important point here is that it's not really clear yet what Trump himself thinks about this. The fact is he should put a muzzle on people like Bolton and Nikki Haley.
Right. Both of them are very strident PNAC globalists, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And what they're saying is that they have intelligence reports that Syria is about, as Bolton said, Syria is going to use chemical weapons again. Now, the last time, as you point out, in Douma, the Organization for Prohibition of Chemical Warfare, the OPCW, came out and said there was no evidence of chemical weapons used in Douma. This was a fraud perpetrated by the White Helmet Group, which is now, according to the Russians, has already filmed some fake chemical attacks in Idlib province, that the quality is not so good of the film, and they're going to upload it initially to social networks. But the idea is to build up the anger against Assad and against Russia. Now, here's the problem with Trump. Trump correctly does not trust his intelligence establishment. But does he trust people like Nikki Haley and Bolton? It's not even clear. It's not clear to me, and I got a report from someone who knows him quite well, who said he's not sure why Trump has such a bug up his rear end about Iran. And he thinks the reason is that he sees this as one area where he can outdo Obama. Now, I don't know if that's true, but the problem is you're playing a very dangerous game, not just with Iran, with Russia. Right. Now, the Russians made it very clear that they are committed to a policy that we're supposedly committed to, which right. is to defeat terrorism, right. to defeat al-Qaeda. Now, I liken this to a kind of hostage situation. If you know Houston, Texas at all, it's as though right. al-Qaeda has taken over the township of Pearland, which is a Houston suburb. And the Houston police and the U.S. Army is threatening to go in and attack the terrorists who hijacked the Pearland. And now you have government saying you can't do that. You can't intervene on a hostage situation. Al-Qaeda and ISIS, who until recently have been completely supported by the Saudis, the Israelis, and by the U.S. Deep state operations, are terrorists. They're holding 3 million people hostage. And what Assad, in conjunction with the Russians and some help from Iran, has done is freed a lot of hostages. They freed most of Syria from these terrorists.
Right.
And to the idea that the U.S., Britain, and France are saying you cannot intervene in your own country to defeat terrorists, because it's not just chemical weapons. What the French are saying is that it's a humanitarian disaster
right.
if they win, because civilians will die. Well, where were the French when the U.S.-backed forces were doing this in Raqqa? Where are the French and the British when their Saudi buddies are killing children in Yemen? So if the idea is that you're going to attack humanitarian grounds, you have to be consistent. This has nothing to do with humanitarianism. It has to do with geopolitics. It has to do with defending a position of an empire. And I think it's important. I know a lot of your supporters, or a lot of your listeners, rather, are supporters of President Trump. It's not too late for people to make calls into the White House and say, Trump, stop letting your advisors support al-Qaeda. Remember, a month and a half ago, Bill, Trump was saying, we're going to pull our troops out of Syria. We have no
right.
business.
Because there's a schizophrenia there, isn't there? It's like his own gut tells him, don't do this. But yet he's making vocal threats against Syria, saying you're going to use chemical weapons. Syria's not insane. They have an air campaign with the Russians already that's clearing out Idlib. And if anything, we should actually have a ceasefire so they can get the humanitarian to get the civilians out. And all that's left is the terrorists. But we're not doing that. And what I find is Trump's policy here is a failed policy. The same way as his policy with Iran. And without getting on side with Russia and China, you're never going to get North Korea to get fixed or to get Iran to behave itself and not put missiles with Iran on the side to destroy Israel. Fact is, the mullahs are playing, the peacock nation is playing a game here. They have absolutely no intentions whatsoever trying to attack Israel. It would be their annihilation. Okay, and any nation attacking Israel will be their annihilation, including Russia and China. So the fact is, what we have here is a game going on with these globalists that can't be won. This game is not going to be a winnable game, is it?
Well, as Einstein said, he doesn't know what the next war will look like, But he knows that if there's a nuclear war, they're not going to have weapons in the future other than sticks and stones.
Exactly. I think that was his quote, yeah. In other words, he knows that those World War III will be nuclear, New World War IV will be sticks and stones. In other words, we'll go back to the caveman days if there are any survivors.
Yeah. And, you know, anyone who's sane knows that. Putin knows it. And Trump knows that. And I think, on the one hand, Trump is trying to play a certain kind of role. But my personal view, Bill, is that the Russiagate thing has gotten him so out of sorts that he's making some bad decisions. And
he could solve that quickly. He could force Rosenstein to recuse. He could release the FISA documents. Rosenstein, now after Bruce Orr's testimony, what the hell is he still being employed as a deputy attorney general? How crazy is that? And this is all within Trump's power to take care of this immediately, shut down Muellergate and Russiagate, start talking to Putin and China, work out at the trade issues and Belt and Road, and get this stabilized.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The war in Syria is heating up, and I don't think people understand that Trump is definitely being misguided here. We have the Trump derangement syndrome, where you have the left and the Democrats and the Republicans, like John McInsane, who recently died of glioblastoma, deranged. But we also have Trump abuse syndrome, and Trump, in fact, is actually collaborating with this by allowing Nikki Haley and John Lightning Bolt, I call them, to manipulate him into making bad statements or decisions, and of course it's a pre-decision when he makes statements of threatening Syria already. This is not a wise thing to do, is it?
No, but I think one of the things you mentioned on the break, which I think we should transition to talking about, is the continuing threat of an implosion of the financial system, because this is the deeper issue.
Well, it's the primary issue, isn't it? Because the thing driving all these wars in PNAC is banks. It has nothing to do with just normal geopolitics. Geopolitics is driven by bankers, isn't it?
Well, geopolitics has always been about empire.
Right.
And the invention of geopolitics as a field of study was done by Lord Halford Mackinder, who was essentially assigned to develop a new imperial doctrine for a period in which the British were worried about the United States emerging as a competitor internationally. And not only were they worried about the United States, but they were worried about the transshipment of goods by land in railroad, like the Trans-Siberian Railroad or the Berlin to Baghdad Railroad, that they could see, you know, that as an empire, they were somewhat far-sighted. They recognized that a position of controlling a world empire by ocean-going vessels is a less propitious way of doing business than if you have land-based capabilities like rail. The benefit of a rail system is not just that you move goods from one spot to another, but you move through an area. You can have established corridors of development,
right,
which enable you to have meetings with other cultures, with other countries, where you develop common interests, where you work on common problems. And the British have this philosophy that goes back to Palmerston, who's the foreign minister much of the time under Queen Victoria, which is, we have no permanent friends, only permanent interests. And so the idea of the British Empire is, has always been, that you manipulate East against West, North against South, Protestant against Catholic, Muslim against Jew, that you use these dividing lines as ways of sustaining the power. You use war when necessary, or proxy war when you don't want to use your own troops. And this is how the empire survives. But for what purpose? Well, to enable it to be the primary looting operation, so that ultimately the policies of any country are determined by London. And they're determined by control of credit and control of trade. So that's what the whole British Empire has been about, going back to the foundation of the British East India Company, the middle of the 18th century, when Benjamin Franklin, the young Benjamin Franklin, concluded that the American colonies were eventually going to have to break from Britain. So we're seeing a repeat in high-tech, high-speed of the old imperial doctrines. And this is something that I think Trump doesn't fully understand, that he's being played by this British intelligence operation. And so this is why it's so important for people to understand that the people running this, the British, the City of London bankers, are running it from a standpoint of weakness, because there's a new system coming into being that's outside of their control. And Bill, I just want to make a point here, because I did get an email from one of your listeners who said to me, oh, don't believe this is out of their control. The Rothschilds are the ones who are setting up the Belt and Road Initiative. And look, the fact is there are some people in the Rothschild network that are trying to get in on the action of the Belt and Road. But they're having a hard time, because the Chinese are not that interested in having predatory imperial networks moving in on what they're doing. And secondly, the role of the imperial networks is not to develop other nations, but to continue looting them. And so the Chinese don't want that, and neither do the Africans, neither do the Asians, neither do the Central Americans.
Right.
So we're seeing a new financial system and a new global trading capability coming into existence. They just had last week this meeting in Beijing, the Forum on China-Africa Cooperation. 52 heads of state from Africa attended this conference. 52, that's virtually every country in Africa.
Right.
And what were they doing? They were vying for time to talk to Xi Jinping, to meet with Li Qiang, the prime minister, the financial minister, the trade minister. And what was worked out was a number of multilateral and bilateral agreements. For example, Ethiopia and Eritrea, which have been on the verge of war for the last 15 years, are now walking arm in arm to build rail connections to the port of Djibouti, so that both of these countries have access to a deep water port, so they can start importing and exporting without the impediments they had before. High-speed rail systems being built by Ethiopian engineers, being trained by the Chinese. This is a financial and geostrategic earthquake that's taking place. And the British and their supporters in the city of on Wall Street can't tolerate this for a minute. And so when they see the Russians and the Chinese working together, Russia and China are doing military maneuvers for the first time together on a large scale. When they see the Indians now talking to the Chinese, in the past, India and China were on the verge of border warfare as recently as a year ago.
Right.
And now they're putting that aside. And so we're beginning to see these kinds of shifts underway. The City of London, for them, this is a life and death matter.
Well, I even heard about a report that Australia is doing war games with a number of nations, including China, this week.
Well, you just had the old government of Australia overthrown, the Turnbull
right.
regime. and they're having a hard time bringing in a government that completely reverses Australia's policies. But you know, the problem they have is that, do they want to be in a world where you have Pompeo and Bolton and others talking about a $2 billion trade agreement for all of Asia, when the Chinese are talking about $200 billion?
Right.
Nikki Haley went before the United Nations and said, Africans don't need China. They have us, and we'll show them how to set up a transparent financial system.
Right.
Yeah, what do they mean by a transparent financial system? Where all the money goes to the City of London.
Yeah. You can hear the flushing sound of the money going down a big pipe all the way to the City of London with, what do they call that square in London?
Trafalgar Square.
Trafalgar Square. It's like, oh my gosh, you know, this is the same game that's been going on since Britain ruled the waves, now rules the waves of money through Jersey and Guernsey, and they came.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bullet points here for Trump. Number one, stop listening to Nikki Haley and Lightning Bolt, John Bolton. Number two, stop threatening Iran. Start doing things that actually will make sure that Iran follows through and stops missile testing and other things and get verification on the ground. Number three, start working with Putin and with Xi to actually get physical things like with Xi, intellectual property protection and international trade like Belt and Road. And when corporations don't go there, don't let the PLA and these banks in China support Kim Jong-un. The real issue is Kim is never going to capitulate unless you make a proper trade deal with Russia and China, especially China. And, you know, people don't understand that the Rosatom rockets out of Russia were the ones, along with the guidance system from Russia. Russia's playing this game because they're multi-tracking it. And once they see someone like Trump, who actually is Trump without obstruction, like the Russiagate foolishness, I think that Russia and China come on side and we'll have international trade and we'll stop war and we'll eventually stabilize the planet from extra, you know, planetary things such as a coronal mass ejection or major earth changes that could occur that can cause lots of troubles for all of us. And the problem is we're not facing that as a planet. And we're going to soon be off planet. And we have to start realizing that, like mining asteroids and terraforming Mars, etc. These are things in this century that are going to happen, but certainly not going to happen if idiots make stupid decisions and start a big thermonuclear scalar war or the release of bioweapons. And by the way, most of the bioweapons from the BioPrepRat program went to Iran and Syria. Now, it's a good thing these people are humane, because if for all the things we've already done, Iran could have released bioweapons on American populations already, and they haven't. Right?
Well, Bill, let's go back to what we were talking about before the break on this question of the role of the financial powers manipulating the wars with the false flags, control of media, proxy wars, and so on. We should take a moment just to review what happened 10 years ago tomorrow. And I just wrote an article on this. It's very interesting that the Lyndon LaRouche in July 2007 gave a webcast in which he said, there's no way we can avoid a banking crash. And he was reporting, he said, forget the stock valuations, forget the rosy forecasts. The reality is we've plundered the physical economy and created a bubble that's popping. And he said, no one knows for sure when it's going to go, but it's going to go. Now, at that time, what LaRouche proposed was that something called the Homeowner and Bank Protection Act, which was modeled on Glass-Steagall, which basically said that you're going to take these mortgage-backed securities, and there were trillions of dollars in these things that had been issued, and you're going to let them sit there. You're not going to let the banks trade them. You're not going to let banks that are now commercial banks making these loans where they're backing them up with their depositors' income or depositors' money, but you're going to let them reprice themselves, and if they go out of business, so what? But you're going to protect the banks because you want to protect the depositors, number one, and number two, you need the banks as for the basis of transmitting credit to the small and medium enterprises, the construction companies, the manufacturing companies that have to be rebuilt so that you can restore the physical economy. Now, instead of doing that, what happened on September 12, 2008, is that there was a meeting at the New York Federal Reserve presided over by Hank Paulson, the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, Timothy Geithner, basically a career banker whose father was a Ford Foundation operative who was in charge of Obama's mother when they were living in Indonesia. And the third person involved in this was Ben Bernanke. And then you had the CEOs of Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, a number of the investment banks, plus commercial banks, Chase, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others. And the purpose of the meeting was, the ostensible purpose, was to look at the ongoing collapse of Lehman Brothers. Now, Lehman was the fourth largest investment bank in the United States at the time, but their portfolio was filled with junk debt. They were buying and selling the mortgage-backed securities. They had, at that time, $660 billion of assets, which are basically loans that had to be paid to them for the junk bonds that they were selling, and only $22 billion of real assets to back that up. So $22 billion to $660 billion, that's 30 to 1. That was the leverage, the level of leverage of Lehman Brothers. And when they sat there and looked at it, they said, there's no way we can bail out Lehman Brothers. And so they made a decision over that weekend. We called it Weekend at Bernie's, after the famous crazy movie. But what they decided is they're going to let Lehman go. Well, on Monday, which was September 15th, Lehman was forced into bankruptcy. And immediately the company collapsed. The stock collapsed. They had to lay off close to 25,000 people. But what was more important is the other people who were in the room, the Merrill Lynch people, the Goldman Sachs people, the Morgan Stanley people, realized that their portfolios were just as bad as Lehman Brothers and that they would be next. So Paulson and Geithner and Bernanke went to talk to Bush, and they scared the hell out of him. You could see it in his eyes when you saw him make the announcement that he was going to support the TARP bill, the Troubled Asset Relief Plan.
Right.
What happened is he was told, if you don't do the biggest bailout in history, the whole banking system's going to collapse.
Well, I think it's actually closer to collapse now than it was back then, don't you?
That's the point I'm getting to, that what they did was to adopt the policy that Greenspan did to deal with the 87 stock crash and the 1998 long-term capital management collapse, which was a bailout. But now, instead of the $30 billion, which was needed for long-term capital management, you needed trillions for a bailout. And they came up with a plan to have $700 billion, a figure they just picked out of the air, in immediate government loans or government credit given to the largest banks, so that they could survive the weekend or the next week.
The weekend, but yeah, funny.
Yeah, but then what they did under the broad umbrella of TARP was come up with a whole series of other plans, which included tax credits, which included grants, which included just straight pumping in of liquidity, that the secretary, the inspector general of TARP, Neil Barofsky, in his book Bailout, said $23 to $27 trillion was made available to these banks over the next couple of years. So what were they able to do? Instead of writing down or writing off the debt, they kept the debt on their books at face value and kept buying and trading it, buying and selling it.
So buying and trading this bad debt, in other words, it's the same thing that happened to cause the 2008 collapse. They're doing again, only bigger numbers.
Well, and not only that, but as they continued with this, they built a new stock bubble. And so they convinced corporations, don't borrow money to build new plant and equipment or develop new product lines or do research and development. Borrow money to buy your stock. And they figured all kinds of ways, they concocted all kinds of scams to provide liquidity to corporations to buy their own stock. And this is what quantitative easing was. And
it
was
they actually increased the values of stocks and so on are artificially being inflated by this process. So please continue, because what it's done is that people say, well, I'd rather not invest in actual production. I can invest in these crazy stock buys and so on and make more money, at least in numbers, that is not based on reality, isn't it?
That's exactly what happened. And so you had corporate junk bonds at record levels being traded. There's now 15 trillion plus trillion in corporate debt compared to 12 trillion in corporate debt in 2008.
Well, it's like a children's party, and all the grade 6 children running around. One kid's got a big hat pin to pop everybody's balloon. The balloons are going to start popping, aren't they? Yeah.
It's a no-brainer.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Things to remember about our financial past. Things are going on in the world. I have a feeling that there's some degree of controlled insanity going on here, that they want to demolish the economy and replace it with something very noxious, like right out of the Bible, the mark of the beast, global e-currency system, and globalism. And there's only three nations that are national, and you pointed out, so is LaRouche, that it's America, Russia, and China. People say, what do you mean? These are communists. I said, look, they're nationalists. They're the only thing that can stop true globalism is these three nations, right? And maybe the fourth would be India. All right?
Yeah. Now, one of the people who worked very closely for years with Paul Volcker and some of the people who were running the U.S. economy in the 70s and 80s was a man named Fred Hirsch. He's a British guy. And he wrote a paper about the controlled disintegration of the financial system. And what he said is that under circumstances where you have perturbations caused by economic nationalism, you may have to pull the plug on the system in order to force people to accept market discipline.
Right.
The theory, the so-called theory of the neoliberals is that markets are inherently rational and efficient, but people aren't. And so people keep intervening, whether as individual investors or as governments. And if you just stay out of the way and let the markets run things, this goes back to Adam Smith's idea of the invisible hand. And LaRouche has always said the invisible hand is the British bankers putting their hand in your pocket and stealing your money. Now, what Hirsch's idea on this idea of controlled disintegration is that you can create, through people like George Soros and mega speculators, runs on currencies, including, as Soros proved, you could do a run on the British pound and nearly bring England to its knees, as he did in the early 90s.
Right.
Soros ran another operation in 1997, which collapsed the so-called Asian Tiger countries by borrowing their currencies and then forcing them to trade their currencies for the dollars they had as reserves. Now, the problem is, you can't do that with Russia, China, and the United States.
Right.
Because, number one, they're too big and too powerful economically. They tried it in 1968 when they tried to turn the pound crisis against the United States. And because Nixon was such a weakling on this thing, he capitulated. And he ended the Bretton Woods system, which was the fixed reserve or fixed exchange system, gold reserve system. He capitulated. He panicked.
He shouldn't have done that, because that would have stabilized things, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. So today what LaRouche is saying is we need, number one, go back to this idea of fixed exchange rates of Bretton Woods and, if necessary, a gold reserve backing. Because what that would do is it would immediately put salt on the tail of the speculators. They wouldn't be able to make money by treating currencies like a commodity. Then, number two, you take away you re-regulate banking, so they're not able to create huge piles of funny money, which they can use to target economies. And number three, you enforce banking laws, that if someone's doing something illegal, you put them in prison.
But it's not just that. These illegal banking situations like Jersey and Guernsey and Caymans have trillions of dollars of these illegal funny money parked at their banks, actually manipulating the world economy, aren't they? So Britannia is still ruling the waves through these proxies, aren't they?
And if you actually move to what LaRouche is proposing with his four laws of Glass-Steagall, a national credit system, a Hamiltonian credit system is number two. Number three, its primary purpose is to channel credit into infrastructure and advanced production. And four, development of the most advanced scientific technologies using plasmas, nuclear fusion, and so on, you create a self-sustaining, growing system which will have constant increases in productivity and enable the existing population to take care of the Earth and the next two or three generations.
So we become a stabilizing force for the energy flux density of the planet's stability in the ecosphere, rather than destroying it, which we're doing right now. And it also means we can stabilize the world economy by making other nations pull up so they don't have to emigrate to, say, Europe from the North Africa and the Middle East. Also stabilizing water supplies. Right now, there's water wars going on by these same bankers, isn't there?
Yeah, now, if you did that, you followed LaRouche's prescription, the immediate problem you'd have would be the London bankers, the Brussels and Frankfurt bankers, the Paris bankers, and especially the Wall Street bankers would go crazy. And what you do is you set up psychiatric counseling sessions for them. Put them underground somewhere and say, look, you guys are crazy. We're going to help you out. But we're not going to let you destroy the human race.
And well, they're very close to that. I think LaRouche has been very plain. Unless we have international trade and stabilize the world economy, we're heading toward thermonuclear, biological, chemical, and scalar weather warfare. And that's a reality that people have to know. So we're seeing double tracking inside Russia and China, where they want to trade with us and be our best partners. And on the other hand, they want to sell stuff for Christmas. On the other hand, they're getting ready to weaponize these islands in the South China Sea, or Russia building these long-range hypersonic cruise missiles below radar. Guess what? We have a decision to make here. Are we going to collaborate and work with our enemies and our collaborators and our competitors, or are we going to actually balkanize things for the sake of banks temporarily until the world economy blows, and it's going to blow soon.
Well, and Bill, it's important to note, the reason the Russians developed these new hypersonic weapons and advanced weapons is because under Obama and under the prospective Hillary Clinton administration, they realized they were going to be forced into a war, and they couldn't talk to Obama. They couldn't talk to Hillary.
Oh, of course not.
Now, Putin believed that let's go ahead and get these weapons developed as a kind of guarantee, but let's go ahead with Trump and have arms negotiations. Now, what Trump and Putin discussed in Helsinki, which the media will not tell the American people,
right,
is they discussed the START talks and the Intermediate Nuclear Forces, the so-called INF Treaty, which Obama took off the table.
Right, and not only that, sunsets pretty soon, so they're going to be completely gone in, what, 2 years?
Yeah, and people like Bolton and others say the Russians sabotaged the talks. It's not true. It was Obama who sabotaged the talks, and Trump knows it. So Trump made these agreements with Putin, and you had divisions of experts in Russia and the United States starting to prepare for a new round of START and INF talks. Now, what Trump said is that we both realize that the alternative to this is an arms race that's destructive of the economy, that leads to war, and could lead to nuclear annihilation. So Trump was on the right track with that. But the Mueller investigation, the lies against him, the fact that he says he wants to talk to Putin about arms control, he's accused of being in Putin's pocket then. So I think he's been knocked for a loop by this continued escalation.
But part of the problem is Trump himself. He could force these documents to be released. He could force Rosenstein now after the Orr testimony to recuse himself because he signed forth FISA warrant to the court. The fact is that Trump could take control of this in the next few weeks. He could also have our guy in Utah, the attorney that was hired by Sessions in Utah to actually investigate this and follow through from the Horowitz investigations. This would put an end to Russiagate, Muellergate, and the Democrats who are attacking, even the latest attacking by the senator here from California, Kavanaugh, saying that he had some kind of ungodly relationship with some girl at a frat party from high school or something.
Yeah, this but just to stick on the important point,
right,
Trump could demand the declassification immediately of the five documents
right,
to follow up the Strzok, McCabe, Bruce Orr, Christopher Steele story, to show that the Justice Department was in a corrupt collusion operation with British intelligence to try to keep Trump out of office. Now, if he were to do that and do it effectively, the American people would jump back in on his side. And this is the way, LaRouche is saying, demand that these documents be declassified, number one, go with the negotiations with Russia and China for a new four-power agreement to guarantee a new Bretton Woods.
Right.
And then move ahead with the Belt and Road Initiative and Glass-Steagall. That's
exactly
how you get British.
Exactly. Amazing. Those are logical and common-sense things. Hopefully Trump is listening. Hopefully you have a back door to get in touch with Donald Trump directly. He gets through the Kelly filter and the filter of all the people around him. I think also this anonymous so-called senior person is going to be exposed as a minor person probably working in the Department of Agriculture in, say, Oklahoma City. I think that the Woodward book is selling off the shelves like crazy, but this is a wet dream of the Democrats and the globalists. It's going to die soon, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah. I think that Trump's going to sail through and you're going to see a red wave. I showed the picture yesterday on the show on Deagle-Network shows him surfing on a red wave, which is coming, isn't it? Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration
and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.